Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please, on behalf of Speedway Motorsports and NASCAR, we'd like to welcome you to today's third running of the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. And we're very pleased to have a very special guest joining us right now in the media center. Our Grand Marshal for today's race is actually Brendan Hunt, a two-time Emmy Award-winning producer, writer, and actor. You probably recognize him the most as Coach Beard from Ted Lasso, and this is just starting the third season. Brendan's also starred in Community, Parks and Rec, Key and Peele, and Horrible Bosses 2. So been around for a little while, but the meteoric success you're seeing right now with Ted Lasso has got to really be taking you to a whole nother level, right?
Got me here.
Well, so you've already been here for a while today, so tell us a little bit about what you've already had a chance to do.
Yeah, sure. First thing, Kurt Busch showed us around the Jordan team hauler. Went down, met Justin Marks at the what's the name of that team again? Because it's not called Justin Marks Racing.
Trackhouse.
Won't do it. Won't name it after himself.
Trackhouse Racing.
Yeah, saw that hauler too. And it was really cool to see like the amount of stuff that goes into every one of these cars. And just been getting walked around this gigantic and awesome facility.
Now, Brendan, you've certainly spent some time around a lot of sporting events. Talk about what you're seeing today for the first time. I think you mentioned this was your first visit to a road course race.
Yeah, I've been to one NASCAR race before in Fontana. As I recall, Carl Edwards edged out Tony Stewart late. I recall a backflip involved. But this is a whole different kettle of fish. I mean, not be able to see the whole course is it makes it a mystery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 20 turns and 3.4 miles is a pretty big course there.
And
yeah,
there's a 133-foot elevation change, I notice, over the 3.41 miles. Has that come up?
Yeah.
There's 11 left turns and 9 right turns. Oh, right turns! This is great.
A little different for NASCAR, right? It's good. So talk about the show a little bit. Going into season 3, for those of us who haven't seen season 3 yet, tell us what we can expect and what you like about it the most.
Sure. Season 3, AFC Richmond is back in the Premier League, and Ted made a promise back in season 1 that if they got there, he'd try to win the whole beeping thing. So that's what he's got to try to do. And we're seeing the early steps in these first couple episodes of some opportunities he has to do that. But will he betray his principles? We shall see.
Have to tune in to Apple TV and find out, right? It's pretty good. Have you had a chance to interact with many of the fans? Have you been recognized walking around much from the popularity of the show?
Walking past the garages, one fan was very aggressive, demanded a picture. Turned out to be Corey LaJoy. got a strong grip, that Corey. Very, very strong. I tried to call him Corey LaJoie. He wouldn't have it. But I think overall we made a good impression on each other.
That's good. So Brendan, of course, will be saying the command today. Drivers, start your engines to kick off the race today. And we're very excited to have you here. Let me open it up for a couple of questions before he has to take off toward the driver's meeting. Anybody have any questions here for Brendan? Let's go here to Kelly, and then we'll come over to Jordan. Kelly?
Kelly Corona, racer.com. So you're giving the command, very important part of the race, and fans pay close attention to how that command goes. So have you practiced? Have you thought of how you're going to do it? Have you seen how past ones have gone? Because it will go down in infamy.
I have done a bit of research, yes. I saw Chris Evans and Charles Woodson being two examples I saw. I've not physically rehearsed it. I have mentally rehearsed it. And I hope that I'm ready. I'm not taking it lightly. I'll say you that much.
All right. Jordan?
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. First, did you get to go around the track at all? Did you get to drive it or ride it?
No, sir. I was not given car access yet at this time. If we win a third Emmy, then maybe, but we're not there yet.
So how would you rate your driving on the streets in a street car, and what's the fastest that you've accomplished without giving out too much details for law enforcement.
Sure. I'm an excellent driver, and the part of my excellence as a driver is my sense of responsibility and decorum. So triple digits is a Rubicon I have not yet crossed. But maybe if they would have brought me in a car, I could have done it today. But nope.
Brendan, what is your what's your favorite car? What do you like to drive personally?
I'm very safety oriented with my 2-year-old. So we have a Volvo CX that we just picked up. It's actually the first car I've ever bought off a lot in my life. Thank you, Ted Lasso. but I also like my partner had a Mini when we first got together, and tooling around in that Mini was always super fun, except for the part where it would hurt my back to get in and out of it.
Very good. So if you had to pick a driver today, do you have a favorite? Or?
So glad you asked. So I've gained a degree of NASCAR literacy over the last 15 years because a friend of mine invented a game called the All Sports Fantasy League. It incorporates 10 sports. One of them is NASCAR. And now I know far more about NASCAR than I ever did in the previous 35 years of my life. And we had a redraft last year. It's a keeper league. And I drafted Brad Keselowski. He got so close last week, but he's 100% who I'm rooting for today. Let me see where he's starting from. Oh, 30th! Oh, Brad! I have great confidence in him.
All right. Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, one more.
Okay. I do have one follow-up. Promote your show just a little bit, because there may be some people in here, myself and I've never seen the show. I've been told by Kelly about it, and now I've got to subscribe to Apple TV, so you'll get some more money. But explain the show and what it's about.
Sure. The show is about an American college football coach who becomes coach of an English soccer team in the actual Premier League, but he knows nothing about soccer at all. It turns out he's been brought there with somewhat dubious intentions. If you've seen the movie Major League, that's kind of a starting off point for us. But slowly he wins people over with his just kindness and the culture he tries to create. And we play on a lot of sports movie tropes, and we try to do them in unexpected ways. And hopefully it's funny.
It's good.
But maybe it's not for you. It's not for everyone. I'm not trying to pressure you. You're a very busy man. You watch it if you get time. But Corey LaJoy watches it, I'll tell you that much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can catch him as Coach Beard on Ted Lasso on Apple TV, Season 3 right now. Our Grand Marshal for today's Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, Brendan Hunt. Brendan, it's a pleasure having you here with us today.
Thanks for having me. Have fun today, everybody. Cheers.